Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Her best was finally good enough. Cross-country runner Grace Williams from Bloomington North. She set a personal best in winning the Brown County Semi-State on Saturday and defeating, finally, county rival Annalisa Crane, the freshman from Edgewood, who was the maroon and gold of Williams, crossing the finish line first and leading her team, coached by Justin Helmer, to a semi-state team championship as well. They defeat city rival South by 13 points. Joining Grace Williams in the top 10 was 5th place Maya Haggerty and in 8th place Abby Armstrong. Quinn Wilson picked up 18th and Bella Farmer 31st, Alexa Gebhardt and Olivia Kaiser all putting in great shifts for the maroon and gold. South was led by Tadora Galuska, so you had of the top 4, 3 of them from right here in Monroe County. Galuska finished 4th, Madison McMullen and Aviv Hager finished 12th and 13th, Katrina Tan was 27th, Annika Furr 30th as South advanced. Edgewood girls also made it out as Sarah Foster and Kaylee Meyer hit the top 20, joining second place Crane. It's Edgewood's first trip to the state final since 2008. On the boys' side, it was the purple and white of Larry Williams as the Panthers win by 36 points over Tell City. Bloomington North was 5th. Charlie Worthen's Cougars will also get a trip to the state finals. Edgewood's Austin Haskett, competing as an individual, finished 3rd, so he will make another trip to the state finals, representing the red and the black. Shaw led the purple and white contingent as he finished 9th. Will Zinkin right behind him in 11th. Jack Gilliard, Cody Pullian, Josh Miller, Jacob Wisniewski, and Lucas Canaris all finished 21st through 27th to see the South Panthers walk away with the title. North were paced by 10th place finisher Drew Warren. Isaiah Hollers was right behind him in 12th. Ben Iovino was 29th. Paul Rushton and Miles Main rounded out their score. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
There are plenty of contenders for report number 2 here on a Monday morning after a very, very busy weekend. Todd Yeagley's Indiana Hoosiers, they defeated Wisconsin 2-1 to move to 5-0-2. In Big Ten play, tied atop the league with one game to go. It was Mason Toy's golazo with 80 seconds remaining in double overtime that broke the 1-1 tie with the Badgers and saw the Hoosiers stay on top of the Big Ten standings. A win against Michigan State next weekend at worst would see the Hoosiers split a Big Ten regular season championship. The shutout streak's over, the 4th longest in NCAA history. Trey Muse and the gang in the back, nothing to hold their heads about. Now they don't have to worry about that streak moving forward. They can just worry about winning a Big Ten championship, a Big Ten tournament championship, and the quest for 9, the 9th ring for Indiana soccer, a national championship. Archie Miller's first Hoosier hysteria saw a crowd of over 12,000 folks jam into Simon Scott Assembly Hall, brand new monuments and statues and everything else, and a brand new roster for 2017-2018. The Hoosiers dunked and shot and scrimmaged in front of some big, big recruits as they get ready for the regular season to start. Their first exhibition game is this Saturday, 8 o'clock against Marion University from Indianapolis. Hoosier football still trying to break through. A tough loss at Michigan State, 17-9 on the weekend. Indiana held Michigan State's offense at bay as long as possible. The Spartans scoring 2 late touchdowns in the final 6 minutes to eke out a 17-9 victory. The Hoosiers have played now in their first 7 games, 4 opponents inside the top 20. Their last 5 opponents, only one has a winning record. That's Wisconsin. Dave and Glass in the zone tonight at 6. NFL football at 7:45. It's Monday Night Football, Washington at Philadelphia. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.